Community Spaces. This is our mint party. I see down this Twitter space all these beautiful mad scientist profile picture. I mean, look at the variety. I love them all. Kudo, you did an incredible job on the art. This is super cool. And yeah, so amazing to see so many of y'all rocking these PFPs already. So very cool. Welcome to the space, Kudo. How you doing?
Yo, I'm actually doing great. Like, I can't be more happy than this. Like you say, I mean, like, the creating a PFP collection and seeing it, like, people's actually wearing it on Twitter, it's like the ultimate goal that when you design a PFP collection, you want your collectors to do, right? So yeah, it's beautiful that I see all these mad scientists as PFP, and even like on my Twitter, I retweet every single post that people post mad scientists. So it just fulfills my heart and my energy to keep doing new things and be creative with the mad scientists. Yeah, man, I'm super happy. I'm stoked.
Nice. Love it. Yeah, and I love the art as well. I've been shopping around looking for the traits that I want. I have not found one that, you know, is at a reasonable price. I love them all, but the ones that I want, I feel they're a little more expensive. So that's kind of the issue there. But yeah, amazing to see you guys show up. And I see Backbones here, Terra Spaces, everybody, the whole community. I just came off a Migaloo space as well. It was really fun talking with those guys. And I want to start by talking a little bit about the mint, right? Basically doing a mini recap, because I feel like this was a really cool experience for the community, and so much work went into it. It looked like it was very seamless and flawless, but that being said, it was a lot of people doing a lot of things, and I want to thank everybody that was part of this minting experience. So let me just start off by saying, you know, like, this whole project originated from Backbone Labs kind of approaching us with this idea of doing an Osmosis native profile picture and partnering with them for the Gravedigger project as well. And they pushed this prop in the sale DAO, which allowed them or gave them permission to kind of deploy NFT collections on Osmosis. That being said, and we were talking about this earlier in the Migaloo space, right before the mint, I believe it was, 24 or 48 hours before the mint, there was an issue with the smart contract, and hence we had to pivot to a Mint Labs deployer, right? That is what you guys have been using to mint, and want to give massive shout out to Backbone as well as JG for hustling, for making sure that the mint goes smoothly, as well as enabling the Mint DAO or the Mint Labs team to deploy this code on Osmosis. So there was a lot of moving pieces happening last minute. We made the deadline right on time. I'm super happy that you guys are enjoying the PFPs and a little bit relieved after, you know, a lot of weeks of sleepless nights wanting to make sure that this experience is as smooth as possible for you guys. So I really enjoy the process, but it's good that it's done now and we get to move on to new things. So how did you enjoy minting, Kudo? How many did you mint? Can I ask that? Is that a question that you're willing to answer?
I mean enough to get a nice airdrop. That's a really good answer.
Nice, very done. Yeah, I also meant it. I loved it. It was very cool. And also, I think, you know, we kind of integrated, the Stargaze team had approached us as well to kind of have these profile pictures on trading on Stargaze. And they've deployed that with ARC protocol at the same time. So they were building this in the background without even us knowing. They had built out this whole kind of launch pad thing. I think we didn't help them at all with this. And all of a sudden, this was ready. So very appreciative of Stargaze for kind of doing this for us without asking. So I think a lot of people do enjoy trading there. And I just learned a few minutes ago that the native Osmosis marketplace by Backbone, called the Necropolis, is going to be deploying in 1 or 2 days as well. So you will have the choice to, you know, I really would like to buy NFTs in Osmosis. I think that's super cool, but you'll have the choice, right? To either buy them on Stargaze using their suite of tools that they have, that's super cool. And by the way, I think they're actually going to do something extra for those that bridge, just throwing it out there. But when you do bridge, they kind of allude to something. I don't know what that is. But also kind of all the liquidity on Osmosis and using the Necropolis marketplace to kind of tap into that. So you'll have the choices here, right? So great marketplaces, great minting experience, and want to thank pretty much everybody that was involved here. I know I'm ranting a little bit, and I'll give you some cool announcements, but yeah, super appreciative of, I guess, Kudo yourself making this amazing art, JG for leading the initiatives, for making the code, you know, and building out this really cool ecosystem of Gravediggers, Mint Labs, for coming in, you know, and creating this in a very short amount of time, a great minting experience, Stargaze. Who else am I missing? White Whale, all those people, just been working very hard and tirelessly on this Mad Scientist project. And I love how everybody ended up, you know, kind of collaborating together. Anyways, I'm done with my rant. Kudo, have you seen any gems that people minted that you really enjoyed? I saw a few PFPs, like I'm looking right now, and I think some of these look really sick.
Yeah, saw plenty of them, but there are many of, I mean, like, how many have been minted?
I think we're close to 5,000, right? We were not, how many were you expecting, you know, in terms of mint?
Man, we were expecting 2,000 in 1 week, something like that, 3,000. But right now we are at 4,941, almost 50%, insane. And even the dynamic between the lab price and the marketplace is really interesting, right?
Absolutely.
Like everyone was speculating which one is going to be higher than each other, and it turns out that it kind of balanced itself, which is surprising. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's very cool how they're two different chains. Right now they're on two different chains, and you got these NFTs and you got the Slab token. But the price of the lab does follow very closely the floor price of NFT on Stargaze. So super cool. And I guess, you know, I also did not expect so many mints. I got a lot of people DMing me, you know, with their predictions, and everybody was around the 2,500 range. That was definitely the range we were looking at. Ends up, you know, 5,000 mints, which is insane in my opinion. And I guess people just enjoy minting. They enjoy the art. And I think a lot of the perks as well that are coming up for the NFT holders.
Nice.
All right. So let's go to announcements. I think that's what people usually want to hear. They don't want us to brag about how good of a job we did. they don't care about that, as long as it all works. All right, so let's get to it. Well, I already made one announcement here, which is that we will have Osmosis Native Marketplace in about 1 to 2 days. So I'm very much looking forward to trading there. And then let's go with the A word. I'm not going to use airdrop more than right now. So I will call it perks, so people don't sue me later down the line. So first perk that we kind of shared with you guys already is the Start Cooking, right? The Start Cooking people, which are launching meme coin kind of incubator slash launchpad slash pump.fun style project on Osmosis. I believe the devs are Terra Native. I spoke with the team a couple of days ago. They look very cool. I think they're very technical, great people. And they want to include us in their perk system. That is the word that I will be using. So mad scientist NFT holders will have perks from this Start Cooking platform. I'm extremely bullish on CultureFi. Meme coins on Osmosis, I think, are going to be very popular because this is where the liquidity is. So in that sense, I'm excited about what they have planned. And I don't know if you all listened to the spaces previously, but we are also working on an other type of meme coin launchpad. So I think more the merrier, and we're growing the pie together. So that'll be really cool. So in order to qualify for this perk, you will need to hold a Mad Scientist NFT. It doesn't matter on which chain. I get this question asked a lot. For this one specifically, it does not matter. It can be on Stargaze or it can be on Osmosis. We're going to snapshot everybody. I'm not going to tell you when. I will tell you it's very soon, though. It's it's not like in a week's time. It's you know, soon. So in that sense, make sure, you know, if you want to mint, go ahead. Hold that in your wallet, and you might get some perks. Okay, that's number one. Kudo, do you use Pump.Fun on Salami? Are you a fan of...
I'm a fan of meme coins. Meme coins is the future. Yeah, I'm a fan of Pump.Fun. I'm so bullish on those applications that make it so easy for people to create new things, right? And just so that people can create new things, with low fees, et cetera, at least let them try if that project could create a community, right? Which is a meme coins community. So having that application that is easy to use, everyone can create, like experiment stuff, I think is something fun to do, and why not? I mean, why not experimenting? So yeah, I'm looking forward to see Cook and also our project that we're working on. So yeah, I'm super bullish on meme coins, and guys, be aware of it, trade it with the trend, and yeah, don't left back holding. Peace.
Yeah, Kudo is probably one of the better meme coin traders that I know, and we run an alpha group, right? So he's extremely successful at trading meme coins, so I will be copy trading your meme coin plays on this cooking application. So it'll be fun. All right. Now, moving on from Start Cooking, want to talk a little bit about mitosis, right? So that is another one that has a perk for Mad Scientist NFT holders. So basically, what they are doing is they're doing the same thing as Bad Kids and Sloths. You can grab your mitosis role. So in their Discord, you can grab, actually the role is called Mad Scientist, and that role might have some perks later down the line. The only little thing here that I want to preface is, one, mitosis is an amazing project, right? I know a lot of people are actually airdrop farming right now, you know, or Discord grinding. You guys hold Mad Scientist NFTs, so that's pretty cool. The only thing is that right now there are no verification bots on Osmosis for NFT holders, and Starrybot also stopped the development, as I understand it. Therefore, the only way to get verified in that Discord today is by bridging your Mad Scientist NFT to Stargaze, then getting verified. But from my understanding, you can bridge it back to Osmosis afterwards. Thanks to our friends from ARC Protocol, you can go back and forth as many times as you want. And if you prefer to hold it on Osmosis, just go ahead and do that and get your role on Stargaze, bridge it back, and then enjoy, you know, soon Marketplace. And as well, the future airdrops from Backbone Labs. So they will be doing the airdrops on Osmosis. JG just informed me of this. So basically things like Sol, Restake, and other coins will be on Osmosis. So you can trade on Stargaze, but do make sure, you know, eventually you get it back on osmosis just to hold it, right? Like it doesn't really, if we're working with protocols, we're going to try to, you know, make it on both chains if that's what you guys want. That being said, this is an osmosis native PFP collection. There's huge provenance here of being the first on osmosis. So we kind of want to do things on osmosis when we can, if we can. So yeah, I'm looking really much forward to what they're launching too. So should be fun. Did you get your role in that Discord, Kudo? Did you try it out?
Not yet. I have one question. So you say that I can bridge to Stargaze and then I verify my Discord role. I get Mad Scientist role. After I get Mad Scientist role, I can then bridge back to osmosis and I still going to have the role on Discord, right?
Yeah, that's what they told me. So I hope it works. Okay.
We're going to send a scientist there to check. And yeah.
The scientist is going out there to experiment. If it doesn't work,
let us know. I
wanna right. But the thing is, we're working very hard with Flipguard. I think you guys know them. They're the people that launched the verification bot for tokens, for the lab token. So soon enough, we'll have the NFT as well. And they did the tipping of NFTs on Stars. Anyways, they're a really cool team. We're working very hard with them to get this NFT verification bot on osmosis as well. So we would like, you know, future projects to use this as a standard. Because I feel like Starry gets used a lot. It's great. But now that there's a new collection that's on osmosis, would be cool, you know, to have the flexibility. Anyways, that's just a small parenthesis there. Very good. Very good. Okay. So moving on to more announcements. I think JG mentioned the marketplace, big one, the cooking. We got the mitosis perk. And I want to talk a little bit about the marketplace royalties, because we do have some royalties right now, right? I think we're almost at, I don't know how many stars we have. Anyways, we mentioned this before, is we will be using the royalties to buy back Lab or buy back Mad Scientist NFTs, and then we will give that to the community in some way or form. So that will start very soon. We'll start kind of spending those royalties. So if you do see some movement from the Mad Scientist royalty account, it is perfectly normal. Don't be afraid. I don't want you to front run us either. Probably not enough royalties to move that much either, but I think it's about $6,000 or something like that right now. So we'll do that. That'll be fun. I think I'm very excited about using those royalties to give back to the community through Lab or through NFTs. So that's interesting. And because we minted so many NFTs, almost 50%, kind of want to get back to the thing that the OG idea of using Lab to mint a Mad Scientist NFT will burn the Lab. And we have done that. We have burned, I think, 42,000 Lab, and we'll burn some more as well. I think there was a little bit of a confusion about the Furnace, which is a dApp that gives you a receipt for burning your NFT, and that receipt is called Ash Lab. So this is just a kind of gamified burning, right? Like if you burn a token on any chain, you don't get a receipt, you don't get anything, you get no street cred, you get no flex points. These are basically flex points. They have no value, just to show off how mad you are for burning Lab. And, you know, the Mad Scientist account did burn 42,000 Lab plus, and then we actually burned the receipt as well. So we don't hold any Ash Lab and we don't hold any Lab. But if you want to be playing with that burner, go ahead and it'll give you a receipt, and it has no value or utility. It's just kind of cool thing. Just kind of want to talk about that real quick. And really, it's important to mention why we use this Furnace. One, because it's a community-built product. But the second point is it will destroy the tokens. So the tokens do not exist anymore on the blockchain. Hence, when you look at the circulating supply on CoinHaul, that supply has been reduced. If you send them to a dead wallet, that supply is still circulating, but not really, right? But it doesn't look as proper. it doesn't look as cool as seeing the, you know, the coin hall supply diminish. So I felt like that was cool. Anyways, Kudo, did you enjoy this mega burn that we had? I thought that was really impressive.
Man, yeah, the amount is huge. And when you see it burn, it's impressive. Nice. We did what we said, right? That's the most important thing. And but what I missed is that, man, I finished the burning GIF, the burning stickers. You saw it, I sent you in the DM. And yeah, I wanna show it, the burning stickers. We need a new big burn, guys. Let's mint. But yeah. I just want to use the burn stickers that I just finished. Hopefully I'll be able to do the sticker.
Oh yeah, that was really cool. Okay, we'll do another burn. We'll do another burn just so you can use the sticker.
Yeah. When we get to 50%, we show off the stickers. I love it. It's just so cool. I just love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think all the stickers were really nice. So very, very nice to see that, you know, some other people actually burned Blab as well. It wasn't only us, and they got the receipt too. So that was a good initiative from, you know, our side. And I guess at this point, I want to talk about, you know, we talked a lot about the amount of NFTs minted, but I want to talk about unique holder ownership. And so far, I think we're at 2,500 unique holders. This is what Piper, I see Piper down there. Thank you so much for creating your beautiful dashboards. We love them and keep them coming. But I think we're at 2,500 unique holders of NFTs, which is amazing, absolutely amazing in terms of community distribution, right? That's almost 50%. Very cool. And the second thing that I want to mention, oh, go ahead, Kudo. You wanted to say something?
No. Please mention the second thing first.
Yeah, and so we have 2,500 NFT holders, but not only that, I believe we have something around 4,800 after the two airdrops to the communities, right? We did airdrop about 18% of the lab supply to folk. So a huge amount of lab tokens going away. But after that, I believe we are now at 4,800 lab token holders. So I can see, you know, eventually maybe 10,000, you know, lab holders and maybe, I don't know, we'll see, maybe 4,000 NFT holders, but the lab is fungible. So that community can grow exponentially. And that's really cool. I think that's a really interesting aspect of it, is that we're going to get this lab fungible community, but also this mad scientist NFT community. So, but go ahead, you know.
Yeah, actually it's insane. The thing you just said, right? Like the last season we had NFT, and NFT helped create like a community, right? Like people use the PFP to belong to some community and some idea, some vibe, right? So that was the last season. And this season, like you find this community, memes coin community, that's gathered together under one kind of image. But in this mad scientist project, we actually got two of both power in one single project. We got NFT community, and we also got the tokens kind of like community. It's a crazy experiment. I love it. It's nice.
Yeah. I always said this. I feel like this is one of the things that limits NFT holders, is the fact that there's a finite amount of NFTs. And once you're priced out, you're priced out. But we always said this, we'll try to take care of even, you know, people that can't mint a mad scientist NFTs. Even if you hold 0.1 lab, you are part of the community. You get to join the Discord and get the gated role. And we'll hustle for y'all as much as we can to get you, you know, as many perks as we can, if possible. I see George Campos with another brain there coming up. Welcome, George. Go ahead and ask your question. George, can you hear me? I don't know if his mic works. Twitter has been having issues.
Sorry. Mistake.
Do you want to ask a question, or you just want to show off your PFP?
No, I didn't ask.
All right. I'll keep you up, George, because I love this PFP. So you can stay here. We don't have too many people requesting. All right. Very cool. Moving on. So, this fungible, non-fungible type of experiment is going to be very cool for the future. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Lab because we talked a lot about the perks for the NFT holders. But one thing that we are working on is utility for Lab. I don't want to say what it is, but it will happen in about week's time. You'll see a very cool integration within an ecosystem that you know of. And it will be the first, as I'm aware of, the first meme coin / NFT coin to have this integration. So, don't speculate too much on it, but I think it's really cool. Anyways, I know Trev. I spoke with Trev last week. Great dude. Where's the sloth? That's okay. We still love you. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Trev.
So, I discovered that burn page. Someone sent it to me, and I didn't know what it was. But, you know how it is for the culture, right? So I burned some Lab. There was a field for it. If you didn't, there was a freaking field for it. So I did it. So there's some dead scientists out there that are never going to be found. So that's, I don't know who else did that.
How hard did you go, Trev? Please don't, please.
No. Just know that some scientists are dead.
You are mad, bro. You are mad. Why you do that? Why are you killing my mad scientists, man?
Might send some more.
Oh my god.
No, I didn't send that much. I sent one and some fragment of a Lab.
Everybody, Trev is rich, so he just casually burns $100 worth of tokens. Hit him up. No, I'm messing with you, Trev. It's really cool that you did that for the culture. And you have a receipt now. So whenever somebody asks, Trev, what's the craziest thing you did? You can send them that page and put your address and be like, hey kids. This one time I burned one Lab when it gets to $500 or something. No, I'm speculating, but it's really good.
At that point, it would still be I don't know, rank 100 on the craziest things done in this industry, though. So
I love it. Hey, while you're here, I want to talk about this. I don't know if everybody enjoys this aspect, but this is one of my favorite ones. So Trev here works for Dora Hacks, which is, a hackathon organizer. And we've been chatting very recently about organizing a hackathon for mad scientists. I think I've reached out or I've shared this before. So in that sense, I'm very excited about experimenting with y'all. It's going to happen. We got to cross some T's, dot some I's, as they like to say, maybe set up a date. But for sure, this is happening. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on, kind of experimenting with an NFT project running a hackathon.
I mean, I think that kind of in a box, trying to delineate between NFTs and a protocol are, I think it's fundamentally an incorrect way of looking at it. What is a protocol? What is a company? You got a set of smart contracts. You got a front end. It does some shit in the back end. And at the end of the day, users use it or they don't, right? I don't think it's different than a company running a hackathon, right? You have a set, you have goals, you have an output you want, and that's kind of it, right? the rest is curation, judging, and post hackathon or post close support from a team, right? So I don't think it's any different at all. I think we should stop viewing NFT projects as different. If they're a serious project trying to do some serious shit, they're a fucking company. And that's kind of my stance on it.
Nice. For all purposes of the sec, I'm not a company. I'm just a degen. And I do like this concept, Trev. So we'll maybe work on some sort of burner again, maybe burning more Lab or doing some other crazy shit, and really appreciate you for building this out. And I want to say that Dora Hacks is actually a public good. So all the funds that we're going to be putting in there, it goes back to you guys. We don't even have to pay Trev. So that's amazing. Anyways, he's going to burn the Lab. So But yeah, super, super excited about this hackathon coming up, Trev. Thanks for it. All right, cool. So let's move on to, oh boy, sometimes I cut off. Anyways, I'm sorry about that. Let's move on to more announcements. Kudo, I had this question asked to me from a previous space, and I know how you were very passionate about creating a Mad Scientist NFT catalog. So people can browse, you know, through the different traits and the different mad scientists and so on and so forth. So I'm wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about that and maybe the big idea behind it as well.
All right. So the catalog, you guys, so the idea of the catalog is like this. It's actually inspired from me when I collect, I call it football in Europe. We don't call it soccer. So when I collect the football cards player when it was a kid, so you have in mind like how many players are in the league, right? Which one is the famous one? You know all of them. And when you went to the shop, you buy the card packs and you just I want Ronaldo. That's what I want. And you open it and you wish to have Ronaldo because you know what is in the catalog, right? So yeah, in this for mad scientists, I think we can do some kind of same psychology, right? So we just opened the catalog for everyone to see the entire collection, but nobody could guess which one will be the next to mint. That's important, and we make sure that nobody can know that. So yeah, we opened this catalog. Everyone can see the entire collection and the entire rarity of it, and yeah, and even can see like which one have been minted and not. So you can look into your favorite mad scientist and see if it's minted or not. If it's not, you can go on the mint place and just try your luck to mint it. So that's the concept, the big concept of the catalog. And more than that, when you gather the data, you have this catalog, you can play it even more. So I would like to integrate for users to go to the NFTs and they can have the NFT without background, download it directly. So collectors can use it to create memes or whatever they want to do. I would want to even like go further to have a section you can download without background and also have it in full body, right, with the leg. So it's all these tiny little things that collector can more use the asset as an online identity and play around with it, creating meme or whatever artwork they want to create with their character. So that's the kind of like first two steps of the catalog. The first one is to have an entire catalog of the collection where there's all rarity, you can see it all, and you can see if it's minted or not. And after that, we will implement all things that collectors can use for their creative work. So yeah, that's two steps for it. And we will implement more things on top of that. So yeah, that's how I view the catalog of my scientists.
Thanks. Yeah, that is super cool. And I do enjoy a lot kind of the little modifications you can do to your mad scientist. I think someone had asked this question on a previous space, wondering if we can quote unquote dress up our mad scientists or modify them. And I think I reply that we don't like to do that on chain. We like the provenance to stay what it is. It's been minted on the blockchain. It stays as is. That doesn't mean you can't have fun with it by, like you said, maybe removing the background, maybe working with some different protocols or meme coins or just creating memes with your mad scientists, making it easier, making it kind of fun to brand it. And one person that's been very good at doing this is Bren, who's up here. I don't know if he requested, but I think it's so on point. He makes these amazing videos or GIFs with different NFT projects. So Bren, go ahead, man. Mic is yours. You can ask a question. And maybe afterwards, if you want to comment on this initiative, it'll be cool because you would be using it, I think.
Guys, I just came up to say congrats. I didn't actually mean to press the mic button, but I love your work. And the artwork is amazing. Community is amazing. Keep going. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brent. Appreciate you. It's been two people today that actually pressed the request and don't actually want
to talk. I would like to shout out a bit more to Brent. You guys have to check his Twitter out. He does incredible animation piece. He used to do the animation illustration for Wrecked Gang. He do it on his own, and right now he's really into doing animation for pixel art. He's really clean and he's really dope shit. I love his work a lot. Check it out.
Yeah, Brent is a Farcaster whiz as well. I'm a shill that. If you want to follow somebody, follow him on Farcast. there you go. He'll tip you. All right. Okay, so I got another request. I hope they actually want to be talking this time. Okay, I see all these beautiful mad scientist PFPs. I just got to bring them up. I got to bring up these people because they look so cool. All right, so I hope this worked, but I saw Distinguished Rekt Fellow. Go ahead, man, with your newest mad scientist looking very dapper.
Yeah, yeah. Can you guys hear me well?
Yep.
Yeah, great. Like, until 20 minutes ago, there was no rain, and now it is raining cats and dogs, so I want to be sure. Yeah, first of all, like, congratulations on the great mint and great art from Kudo. I'm loving the art. I used up all my airdrop lab tokens to mint. My original idea was to just hold on to lab tokens and see if I can play around with it, but I just, like, couldn't control the urge to click on that mint button. So now I have
bro, we agree to sell.
yeah, so a quick question. I mean, I love being a part of that high energy discussions, positive or negative. It was super cool. It was fun. A quick question to Zerk. So when you say community, are you referring to mad scientists community alone, or like sometimes in the context of this project, it can also refer to the overarching Osmosis community, right? So when you say perks, is it like exclusive to mad scientists community, or is it like even Rekt Gang is included, or what exactly is the?
Yeah, well, community? On the spaces, it's a mad scientist spaces. So whenever I mention perks, it's for mad scientists, NFT holders, or lab token holders. So those are the people that are getting, you know, the perks in this space. But that doesn't mean we, you know, the other projects won't be getting perks as well. But in this discussion, I'm always referring to that.
Right. So are the perks going to be like different for lab token holders and the NFT holders, or is it going to be the same?
Well, exactly. So one, this is, some of these do not depend on us at all. Right.
Yeah.
So things like, you know, the mitosis perks, they wanted it to be that the NFT holders and a role for the NFT holders. So in that sense, you know, lab kind of gets indirect exposure, because if, I guess, mad scientists appreciate and value, then lab will obviously appreciate and value as well, since you need lab to mint a mad scientist. So in that sense, it's always usually both. But sometimes more directly, it will be an NFT holder or it will be a token holder.
Right.
A fungible token, right?
Okay. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Nice to hear your voice. All right. I see Mare as well.
I would like to speak a bit more to tell everyone is that, because I'm in the group when we discuss with the partners, right? I can secure you all that Sir, he's a very generous man, and he tried to get as much as he can for everyone on every chain. He always going to try that for all mad scientists, for all of us. We promise that. But some projects, some partner, they have the limitation with tech that they use, so we have to follow the rules of the project. But from our side, from Sir, we are always going to ask if it can be snapshot on both chain or all. Or NFT and tokens, we always want as much as we can for everyone. So yeah, that's really like how Serp is working when he talk with other partners. Yeah, just want to clarify a bit more that. All right. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So the Twitter, Serp Twitter is crash. He's testing me on Discord. And he's leaving me as an office to host this. Maybe Trendy, can you help me out up here? You have 30 seconds to tell him that space view crash. Okay. The space view crash in 30 seconds. I'm sorry, guys. The lab is going to explode in 30 seconds. And I'm going to ask him, what shall we do now? We are live. This is live situation.
You can quick close your app and come back in real quick if your phone, if you're having problems with your app.
You okay.
Hard shut your app down and jump back in, and or make someone else a host, and the space will stay live.
All right. So sir, he just messaged me from outside the lab that he got rugged and he want me to close it out. And sorry for closing up like this. Major app, maybe you want to ask something. If I can answer, I will try my best. Well, last question.
As long as we have time available, I'll probably get cut out here. I just want to let people know about the Grave Digger and being able to stake Osmosis and getting B Osmo. That is part of the incentive to hold two mad scientists. You will get, are we back? If you do want to liquid state some Osmosis, put it in the Grave Digger, and the rewards from holding two mad scientists will increase. That is part of the bonus perks.
Nice. Looking forward for that. Thanks a lot.
Wait, Kudo, can you hear me?
He's back. Yes,
oh,
I can hear you.
I was able to reconnect. Wow, this is the first time I'm actually able to reconnect. This is cool.
Able to hit the emergency.
He's alive. He's alive.
Wow, I've really had a lot of issues today. It doesn't matter. But yeah, go ahead, guys. I'm gonna try to catch up with the convo, Merrick. You were talking about the Grave Digger.
Zerk. I was just filling people in. We got a lot of people here. Everyone might not know that this NFT collection does have a very large benefit to it. If you hold two mad scientists, you are a part of a liquid staking project called Backbone Labs. And if you currently soft stake or just hold two mad scientists, you will be getting B Osmo just plopped right into your little Osmosis wallet.
Wait. I don't want, you know, Mayor. I guess I have to confirm this with JG. And I did not know that the soft staking was already live.
It's not live yet.
Yeah. All right.
We have a lot of cooks in the kitchen. Yeah, we got a lot of cooks in the lab. And as you know, once you get a lot of scientists doing a lot of different things, you just never know when you know something's going to drop. But just I just wanted to give the overarching idea that if you just have Osmosis sitting around, let's say you're well off and you've got like, you know, 2000 Osmo just sitting around and you want to stake it, you know, there's this thing called liquid staking. You can take that over, dump it in the Grave Digger, and you get what's called B Osmo. That B Osmo, the more Osmosis we get in that Grave Digger, the better. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And this is part of the NFTFi angle. You know, I think this was, we got a great video for it as well. And one of the big reasons why people minted is because I think they were interested in this NFTFi angle where you get real yield from this liquid staking derivative performance fees. Hence, once the staking goes live, we will announce it. You will be getting performance fees through the Grave Digger. And basically, like you said, you will be getting B Osmo, which is just liquid stake Osmo. And the cool thing is, you know, there's a huge pool of B Osmo, and or you can keep the B Osmo, and it is, kind of a appreciating asset in its own end because it is a liquid stake derivative. So you do get yield from that. So, I'm very much looking forward to the NFTFi angle going live. So I know a lot of people have been asking staking. I didn't want to talk about it until.
There's a lot of experiments.
They're very excited. They're very excited about the staking.
One more thing I wanted to just shout out real quick. If you're not familiar, give Backbone Labs a follow down there on they're in the crowd. But if you're not familiar with Sol or what the Sol token is going to be, you definitely want to familiarize your stuff. I believe it's the pinned tweet on their Twitter account. So you want to know what the Soul token is all about. Like, I'm just saying, you want to get information about that. So follow Backbone Labs.
And please do get info for that, because that is one of the cool perks, keyword, that Mad Scientist NFT minters will be getting. So those of you that minted, you'll be getting some Soul perk. You'll be getting some Restake perk as well. Just so many perks floating around. It's really fun. And Mare, you need to get yourself a proper profile picture. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm on it. I'm actually shopping right now. So I'm looking. I'm looking right now.
Do you recognize that sneak, Kudo?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
He loved it so much. He's like,
yeah, this is one of the sneak peeks. But yeah.
No, I'm messing with you. I think, you know, people love the art, so you can rock whatever you want.
I was just looking at the rarities on Stargaze as far as the traits, and yeah, these eyes. Once you go and you can look and see some of the different traits, now I'm kind of getting a feel for what I'm interested. If I see something on the floor that I like, I'm going to snipe it really fast. So just watch out, guys.
Oh, this is a great point that you brought. We will be having, I know we're working on two chains, but again, the people at Flipkart are really good. We will be soon having sales trackers, you know, for Stargaze and listing trackers as well. And the same for Necropolis when that goes live. So you will be able to kind of shop in a cohesive manner within the same Discord. Yeah, that's, you know, again, these are all kind of new things. People have not built them out, so we're building them out and coming online very soon. I'm excited about all the cool shit that's cooking. So, nice. If anybody else wants to join in, ask a few questions, Kudo, do you have any more thoughts with us to share about Mad Scientists? I thought I disconnected. I kind of am happy I got to be come back, but you go ahead, Kudo.
Yeah, nothing else. I'm just excited and looking forward to the marketplace on Osmosis from Backbone Lab. It would be nice to trade on Osmosis there. So yeah, looking forward for that. And yeah, looking forward for the things that come in the future as well. Thanks a lot, everyone, every collectors, everyone that talks about us, Mint, still holding labs, and yeah. Thanks a lot. We are really grateful for you all.
Yeah, super grateful to the community and all our friends that helped this happen. I saw a few amazing tweets, one by Shane from Stargaze, and I think Snacky as well made a really cool tweet talking about, or I hope I got the right threader here, about how this was such a collaborative effort between so many Cosmos projects and everybody came together for this, so very excited about partnering some more and creating some really cool experiments with y'all. So thanks again for joining in. I hope you enjoy the space. And if you have any questions, you can always open tickets or even just post it in the Discord chat. We'll try to answer as best.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see
what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.